Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Oh, is it time to play Beat the Bank?
It is exactly the time. Oh, sorry.
Sorry, Ryan Lochte. All right, we have three names in front of us. We're going to call them out. First one in gets to play for up to $1,000. It's up to you. How long are you going to last in the vault? Kelly, will you read the names, please?
I will. I wonder if these people are having more... I mean, people have been bailing early.
I know.
But it's interesting to listen to. The three names we're calling right now are Lillian Ramirez, Cassie Earwood, and Kyle Dickard. Kyle Dickard, Cassie Earwood, and Lillian Ramirez. You have 10 minutes to call us back at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT. And if no one calls back in 10 minutes, we're going to open those phone lines up to everybody. So keep listening.
You still have a chance. And we'll play again an hour from now. Announce more names if your name was not announced this hour. So Jenna finally released her Halloween costume that she's been talking about for weeks.
Round one.
Yeah, because you have more than
one. Sorry, I have two. Yes.
You're waiting.
Yes. Halloween. Saturday you'll see round two, which is going to be really good. Yes, I released it yesterday, did a small photo shoot with Daisy the Pug. You guys have to understand this was very exciting for me because last year I was feeling a little down around Halloween, not as into it as I had been in previous years. And then I realized it was because I didn't have a pug. Maximus had died and I didn't have another dog. And in the last few years of his life, I had gotten really into the pug Halloween costume.
Right. What was your last one with Max? Was it the Pugnado?
Pugnado.
Yeah.
Yes. We did Pugception. When he was pugging a pug.
Yep.
And I was a pug.
That was
with another stuffed pug. Yeah, that was mind blowing.
Too
right?
much pug.
So much pug. Pugception.
Over pug. Yeah.
And then we did a Pugnado. And this year, I did a little tribute to Harambe. Rest in peace. Turns out Harambe was born in Texas and died the day after his 17th birthday in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
Parallel lives, Harambe. I was grew up in Ohio,
and
now I'm in
out.
Texas.
Yeah,
still alive after my 17th birthday.
And Harambe was the gorilla that a little kid fell into the enclosure, and they had to take his life, or they claimed they had to take his life.
Yeah, and Jane Goodall, you know, primatologists had spoken out about it, as did a lot of other, you know, big animal experts, and said, you know, the zoo had to do what they had to do.
But Harambe turned into
Viral meme. I know. Yeah. I have a feeling it's going to be a very popular Halloween costume. So my mentality is always, if you're not best, be first. And so that's why I wanted to put it out. But man, I would be a terrible dog photographer. I had my best girlfriend, Mackenzie. She's great. She, you know, Wheezy knows her. And we just had this costume. Janine, our makeup artist, helped make this costume. It was just a gorilla stuffed animal. But she... It did wonders
in
our
really?
Fitting. Yes.
Custom?
Custom.
Wow.
Yeah. So
pug
it really
custom?
Just went around her head. Yeah, you got to do custom with Halloween.
Pug custom?
Yeah, she made this little felt patch for her chest. And anyway, it was an incredible costume. So yeah, we went out and I said, I give it 30 minutes. I can't spend forever torturing my poor dog because, you know, Wheezy did not like it. We were going to have her run and set it to music. And no, that wasn't going to work. So as soon as we got a couple good picks, I'm like, okay, this is good. Yeah, and I dressed up as Jane Goodall with a blonde gray wig and
you look like back in the day, Jenna.
Yeah, it does. It looks like, so we just tried to recreate a Jane Goodall with, I know Jane worked with chimps, but gorillas sometimes. So yeah, we did Jane and Harambe.
Nice.
Yeah, but that little black pug looks just like a
looks
little
good.
Gorilla.
Yeah, he does. Looks good.
Already like my most liked Instagram photo ever.
Really?
Just in less than 12 hours.
Well,
yeah.
A lot of Kid Nation members noticed something that could have helped that.
Uh-oh.
Was that your buddy Ricky Fowler liked it?
Oh.
When famous golfers like your picture, it probably helps you out a little bit.
It doesn't hurt.
Yeah.
He's been giving Jenna tips with the golf.
I'm his swing coach. Yeah. You're his swing coach.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Yeah. That's
I'm
another
kidding.
Show.
No, we're friends.
Not that kind of swing.
We're friends. No, yeah, he liked the photo. Yeah, so it was
very cool.
It's a good picture. I have a couple more good ones. It was very hard to decide which picture.
Do you think Wheezy's going to be dreaming about this costume you put on her?
Why?
Have you seen the article?
Oh, yes. Oh, my gosh. I'm so glad you brought that up.
I thought
up.
You'd be like, because this is not, when I found out about this, I was like, it makes
this
a lot of
crazy.
Sense.
Crazy.
I don't know what y'all are talking about.
Yes.
So,
yes.
This is big news, Al.
This big news. I think we missed it.
If you're a dog owner.
Yes. Oh, gosh. I'm glad I have this bookmarked. Of course I do. Interesting dog article.
It's time for Tidbit News.
Just in case you don't have it full on.
A Harvard expert has some answers to that question, that burning question. What is your cat or dog dreaming about? You know, when your dog falls asleep, twitches, or maybe barks, and you're like, oh, are they having nightmares?
Sometimes they run in place.
What's going on? They determined that they're dreaming about their owner.
Aww. How do they determine that, though?
Because the owner is the only person they have most of the interactions with.
Yes, this Harvard expert.
They're guessing, really. It's an educated guess.
Very educated, because it's Harvard.
Evolutionary psychologist. Yes, so she's been mesmerized by dreams since she was a child, and so she's studied this in humans, and she's learned quite a bit about animals along the way. And of course, it is speculative, but they say that the only two animals ever suggested to have told their, even suggested to have told their dreams to a human are Coco the gorilla and Michael. So gorillas, because they're able to say what they dreamed about, because, you know, gorillas were able to communicate really well with humans. So, but they say that they have a similar sleep cycle to us and in a deep sleep stage. And, you know, the REM, you know what I'm talking about, where you go into your dream state?
Yeah.
But they were able to determine, that the doggies dream about things that they were interested in by the day. And, you know, I've told you with dogs that I learned, which was great when I was putting Maximus to sleep, and you're not sure, that they only really live in the moments, in the most recent moments of their life. Like, they don't know. Last month was a good month.
Yeah.
Dogs don't feel that way like humans do. Yeah, they don't have a sense of time. It's just, are they hungry? Are they happy? Are they comfortable? Are they free of pain? Did they enjoy the last few moments they had? And that's really kind of how our animals live, which was a really good tip for me when I was trying to decide if I needed to put my dog to sleep, because you want them to be enjoying those moments,
yeah,
right? Yeah, so they say that dogs are very attracted to their owners, their human owners, so that they're likely dreaming of simple things like your face, your smell, and of pleasing or annoying you. So they're dreaming about you or their most recent experience with
about
you.
Me. Hey,
that's why you got to treat them nicely so they have good dreams
I
about
do.
You.
I try to.
Yeah, isn't that sweet?
Yeah.
So is that true with humans? Because I've never met Don Cheadle, and I did have a dream about him.
You were probably watching Iron
Man. Subconscious. Our dreams can be a little more in depth, but it's things that you might have thought about recently.
Right.
Your dream was weird though, because you guys kissed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was. I've never had a dream where I kissed a dude.
I did. I had a dream that me and Don Cheadle, and I've never even met the man.
Yeah.
And when they're running, they're dreaming about running.
Not that if I had met him, I would dream about him. I don't like the way that sounded.
Right.
But it was so odd. It was like 2 or 3 years ago.
And you remember it very vividly to this day.
Yeah.
Did he start it, or were you the one that moved in?
I don't know who initiated. I don't remember that vivid, but I do remember waking up. I'm like, I just made out with Don Cheadle.
Save that.
It was weird. It was so weird.
So weird.
It was so weird, yeah.
That's the only time?
That's the only time, yeah.
But you've had a dream that you've hooked up with everyone in this office, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well.
Even me?
No.
Oh, okay, good.
But I had a dream about
Psycho
Shannon.
But you guys actually
Shannon.
Hooked up in the sleeping bag, so.
I had a dream. True.
I
had a dream about Psycho Shannon.
It's reality.
You had a dream?
About Jenna.
Uh-huh.
And the one that sticks out in my mind is the one with Kelly, because we didn't do anything, but we were so intimate. I mean, we were like
so
hugged,
in love?
Hugged and spooned and. Like, when I came in and told
connection.
This story on the air the next day, I was crying. It was such, I can't even describe it. It was so intimate. That's the only way.
I describe it as more awkward.
It was very awkward.
Especially
very
the part where he started crying,
especially
describing it.
Did you tell your girlfriend about that dream? She didn't
he
like
told
it.
The whole universe of that dream on the radio.
That's your girlfriend.
Yeah, yeah. It was not, I mean, I couldn't lie. I told her.
So the best lover out of them all was Kelly in your dreams.
It wasn't a lover. I mean, we didn't like do anything.
But that just goes to show you it's not always about the physical act.
Yeah, and that's the God honest truth. We didn't do anything. We just kind of held each other.
Very deep, very intense.
It was, man.
Like the couple in the Titanic when it was sinking?
Yes.
Sort like that?
Like that.
Yeah.
Impending death.
I still find that weird.
Oh,
man.
It is very weird. Yeah. It's still weird when I think about it.
Yeah.
Like how, like.
Have you ever dreamed about anybody in the office, Kelly?
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. I don't really remember my dreams very well. I'm not very. They're not. I remember them initially, and then I just, they're gone.
Yeah, they say like, it takes practice to remember, because I agree that you're supposed to get up and think
write
about it, and write it down.
What about you, JC?
No, I really, I've had dreams of us, like, hanging out, but nothing like that.
Yeah, I know I have. I just don't.
Yeah, you've been in my dreams, just not big out dreams.
Like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that happened.
I've never come into work and I couldn't make eye contact with like Kelly or Jenna. Like, I could always make eye contact.
Yeah, I was really, I remember being a little bit, I guess, I don't know if it's upset or what the word was, feeling left out when everybody was having dreams about Kid after he died and I wasn't having any.
Yeah.
I felt like, well, why am I not having one? Because y'all assumed he was coming to you in your dreams. Mm-hmm. Which, you know, I don't know necessarily about that because I didn't come to Al in his dream, but I was there. You know what I mean?
Right. You were definitely there.
So, I don't know. I just felt kind of left out. And then I finally had one, but it was like nothing. It was just, he was just kind of there. It wasn't like it was anything profound.
Right.
It was just like a scene of life.
Yeah, I've told you guys, I kept getting frustrated when I would have a dream about Kid because even to this day, he does not speak in my dreams, really. Except for that one dream I had where he asked, how's Ryan? And then Ryan Cabrera called me the next day. That's the only words he has said to me in a dream. And it's, how's Ryan doing?
Weird.
And then Ryan called me the next day. That was nuts. There's your dream talk right there.
Does this mean Lillian Ramirez, Cassie Sherwood, and Kyle Dickert?
In case y'all didn't know what we were doing, we were killing 10 minutes.
Yes.
And waiting for these three to call back.
None of them called.
Yes. No, they didn't, Ryan.
It's too late now, guys.
But it is good news for you if you're listening right now because we're going to open up the phone lines and we're going to take call number 13 at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We'll play Beat the Bank next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show. A party is hard enough. Biggest question is, will anyone show up? Beat the bang. Beat the bang.
Yeah, we'll have to get into that in a couple minutes because there is a strong possibility we could be eating like kings on Monday. thanks to Big Al Mac, yes.
Had to buy a lot of food, yo. But I don't know if
depending on how the weekend goes, we could be eating like kids.
Your pop-up party on Saturday. That's right. Yeah. Is it coming together?
Yeah.
Falling apart?
I mean, it's coming together. I'll tell you about
it. Okay.
Yeah, we'll talk about it here in a minute.
I rented the truck.
All right.
Hey, that's one out of 150 things you need to complete before Saturday?
Yep.
Perfect. All right. Let's meet our contestant. Darlene Hodges, how are you doing this morning?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing awesome. What are you up to right now?
Well, I'm sitting in the parking lot. I was on my way to work, but that can wait.
Yeah,
yes,
definitely.
All right.
Yeah, what do you do for work?
Employee benefits. I talk about insurance all day.
Fun city.
Yeah. It's good. Not too bad, but.
Hey, we need benefits.
Yeah, we
do. No lie about
that. That's right.
What are your feelings?
Gotta have insurance.
Yeah, we do. Because those bills could be pretty expensive.
Yep.
All right, Darlene, here's how we're going to play Beat the Bank, okay? We're going to put you inside the bank vault with the banker. He's going to be throwing dollars your way. They could get up to $1,000. The longer you stay in there, the more money you could win. Your only job is to yell stop when you think he's gone as high as he's going to go. It changes every single time. Even if he says $1,000, you still have to yell stop because if you don't and the door closes, Darlene, we get nothing and we don't have insurance for that. Big Al, how are you feeling?
She didn't like your joke.
She didn't like my joke.
No, insurance jokes are hard to pull off.
They are. The insurance jokes are pretty tough.
She's focused. Yeah. She's ready.
Ryan, did you like my joke?
Yes.
Big Al, how are you feeling this round?
I'm feeling that you will benefit from this edition of Beat the Bank if you play it a little bit safe. Okay?
High deductible?
All right.
Yeah, maybe. But I think you'll still come out a winner.
I don't have a lot of insurance puns. I just realized that.
Insurance jokes are pretty hard.
Not on fleek right now with the insurance jokes.
Deductible.
Claims.
Yeah.
I don't really know how you turn that into funny stuff.
Well, Darlene doesn't find it funny because she has to deal with it all day long.
Yeah,
probably.
Right? Generic?
Yeah. All right, Darlene. Hey, it's all up to you. Go with your gut feeling, okay? We want you to win a bunch of money. Let's go inside the vault. Let's play
Beat the Bank.
Ninety. 120. 210. 280. 360. 390. 470. 550.
Stop.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
$550 for you, Darlene Hodges.
Just yay, like that. Thank you.
What are you going to do with that money?
Christmas is coming up.
It is.
Yeah. Faster than we can.
Yeah, once we hit Halloween, it's like here.
Boom.
I'm so excited.
Like Halloween happens, you're eating a turkey leg, and then boom, Christmas.
Yep, that's it. It'll be here before you know it.
Yep. Oh, by the way, info about Christmas wishes. We'll have that for you next week.
Oh, cool.
But Darlene, it's all about you right now. You got $550. That's all yours to keep. We're going to find out if you made the right choice and bailed out at the right moment. Let's see.
610. 790.
Oh.
100.
That's all right.
Not bad, Darlene.
Not bad at all.
You got most
yay
of it.
Yep.
All right. Enjoy that money. You have fun at work today, okay, Darlene? Thanks for playing with us.
Awesome. Thanks. Y'all have a great day.
You too. Hold on.
Hang on.
We'll get you all set up. Boom. Just like that. Before we get into Big Al Mac and how we're going to eat like kings on Monday, at this time tomorrow.
You're scared. I'm nervous. But I guess that we did it on purpose. On purpose. On purpose.
You've probably seen her on the Disney Channel. Adventures in Babysitting. She's on Girl Meets World. Sabrina Carpenter is her name, and she can sing.
Yep.
Stop by the Canal Side Lounge. We'll have that interview for you tomorrow at this time. Sabrina Carpenter. She got a voice on her. Maybe you could hire her to do your party one day.
Maybe so. I mean, she can sing.
Do you have any entertainment for this weekend, Big Al?
I do. I have a couple of singers coming in.
Okay.
This girl is local, you know, Adrian Johnston, and this little guy, Steve Helms.
Perfect. So you got entertainment.
Got entertainment.
You got your buzz.
And I'll have some karaoke. Got a karaoke DJ showing up, too.
Yeah.
So I'll be singing.
But you're scared because...
So this is for people to come watch. You do karaoke in a field.
Well, that and a little more. But but it's a pop-up party. I like this concept. You know, people have a pop-up barbershop. They have a pop-up manicure place. So I'm having a pop-up party.
Parties imply fun.
Parties imply fun. And I've thrown some parties and some good ones. But usually at the party, this is the big difference, Kelly. Usually with the party, you invite people and you have a general idea of how many people are showing up. This time, I have no idea.
So you're scared.
Maybe you should have done an RSVP.
Well, I mean, still, I guess I could have. Or I still can. But that's the big question. So I had to buy food. I had to make preparations.
You bought food without knowing how many people are going to show up. Not even a remote idea.
No.
So how much food did you buy?
You do like one of those, at least, I mean, at the very least, like a Facebook page where people can respond if they're coming or not, which doesn't really mean anything.
Yeah,
it gives you a general idea of the level of excitement.
At least that. You don't have that.
Maybe I'll do that. I can still do that.
A little late.
You already bought the food. How much food did you buy?
We bought quite a few briskets, like in the double digits. So, and ribs, and sausage on a stick, and pizza.
Oh, wow.
Roughly for how many people?
That's the thing. I don't know if it's going to be like one person. It's going to be
how much have you bought for?
I bought like $2,000 worth.
Well, how many people does that feed? I don't know what that means.
I'm not sure.
Oh, my God.
You don't know?
No.
So you don't know how much food you have for how many?
Here's the thing. I bought stuff that I can still use. I can bring here for us.
Uh-huh.
We're going to have a serious feast on Monday.
Yum.
Okay? I'm telling you.
A serious feast.
I'm excited.
The object is to sell out. You want to sell out.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to have to bring it back.
But what if you sell out within the first half hour?
Then I'm screwed that way. So I don't know. There's no way of knowing.
Yeah, it's difficult.
By the way, we are really good friends with a party planner.
I want to do it. I got this.
I'm thinking it's going to go well. I really
sometimes
do think
it does.
It'll go well for you based on the text messages we're getting.
Positive vibes, man. That's all I can do. Pray.
Are you doing a costume contest?
I think we're inviting costumes. I'm not going to do a contest.
Oh, okay.
But you can wear a costume.
You get brisket for a year you if you win.
You gotta do a costume contest Saturday before Halloween.
Yeah, yeah, probably so.
Now we're starting to get text messages that they used to say, "Oh, Al, I'm gonna be there." Now the text messages say, "OMG, that is way too much food."
See, I don't know.
I don't know.
Either. We don't know.
It's last second. It is a big Halloween night.
You know what? We'll find out on Monday for sure.
Maybe you better put together that Facebook page.
Yeah.
At least an invite or something.
You buy a website?
Yeah. Got that. Big Al's pop-up party.
Boom. We got love letters to Kelly. Going to read some people who have problems with their love life, their relationship issues. We'll read those. Kelly will solve them. We'll do that next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We're about to get into love letters to Kelly. 20 minutes away from calling three more names for Beat the Bank. Darlene won $550. Could have been $790. I think she got most of it. That's pretty good.
She did.
Big Al Mac just told us he got a lot of food for his NARP.
My NARP?
What? Non-apparent reason pop-up party.
Give me these little random acronyms.
He's got BigAl'sPopUpParty.com if you want to check out the awesome website.
Oh, it is.
Karaoke hosted by the main man, Big Al Mac. Big Al told us he got a bunch of food. Big Al, brisket in the double digits, which is what you said you got.
I think 14. 15.
Feeds like 500 plus people. Which is what you're hoping for.
Hey, man, that would be great.
There you go.
We are going to be feasting on
Monday. So much food.
Counting the ribs.
I'm not going to eat on Sunday.
Pizza.
For some perspective real quick, I had a 50th anniversary party. We had 17 brisket, 140 pounds of chicken, Woo. 6 pans of potato salad, 20 packages of sausage for 200 plus people that showed up. We had way too much food left over.
Well, like the other guy said, that was enough for 500 people.
Yeah.
So
there you go, Al. Now you know you're in the ballpark of where you need
ballpark.
To... What kind of party you need to get
like
going.
Like I said, we might just have a serious party up here, an after party on Monday.
Come on.
Yeah, buddy.
We're down for both.
All right.
All right, Kelly, are you ready to give some love advice?
I am.
Your hair looks great today, by the way.
Why does everybody keep saying
you're
that?
You're mean. Yeah, you got
I literally woke up, put dry shampoo, and
oh, man.
Because it gives it volume, right?
No, your flown chestnut mane is on point today.
It has volume.
Okay, because everybody, I'm like, all right, I thought that you were like conspiring or something.
No, that was all on me right there.
All right, thank you.
Nobody told me to say that.
Flowing chestnut mane.
Al, it's on you in the next hour.
Hello, I'm Alan.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I've recently moved to a new school, and I've been there for 6 weeks. I like this one kid. We've talked, and one of his friends told me that he likes me. One day in class, I was giving my crush a pencil, and my classmate says, "Hey, y'all should go out." I ask why, and he heard me, and after that, he's been really quiet, and he isn't generally a quiet person. What should I do? P.S. There's a dance on the 28th. Should I ask him, and would that help him with the quietness? I might be at school, so you can just text me what I should do.
Hope you're listening.
Thank you. This is from Bethy Bobo Bear. That's her nickname.
That's cute, Bobo Bear. Well,
so
Bobo Bear,
we'll text her.
All you can do is probably just embarrassed and shy now, and he's just self-conscious. So just keep being nice, keep smiling, keep being friendly to him, and eventually the embarrassment will hopefully
go
away.
I say go for it.
You know what? You can go for it now. Just be prepared if the answer is no.
I love 6 weeks at a new school, and she's forward. I love this in her.
This was me. I was very forward when it came to letting boys know how I felt about them.
Yeah, what'd you do one time? You laid down or something?
Well, that's what my teacher said. She was joking. I laid down. But everybody knew if I liked somebody, it was not a secret. I never went so far as to ask them to go with me to one of our banquets.
Yeah.
Because I still drew my line. My personal line for myself was I wanted to be asked.
I know.
And
do you regret that at times? Like, oh, man, I should have asked and seen how much fun it could have been.
I don't know. It's weird because in hindsight, you know, the 20-year reunion or whatever, the guy that I professed my love to so deeply, he said, yeah, I liked you too. I was just too shy.
Wow.
You know, and does it make me feel better now? Yeah, a little bit. But it's like, dang it.
Right. That's why I tell kids.
Just too shy to say anything or do anything because I was so bold and out there.
Just do it because you don't want to look back 5-6 years from now when you're out of high school and you're like, man, I should have really asked him. You know, we could have had a lot of fun and maybe dated for a while.
And trust me, the worst that can happen is he says no.
Boom.
Yeah. And then it's kind of embarrassing. You know, you don't ever realize that time goes on and time heals all wounds.
People forget.
So I say, just keep being nice to him. Ask him.
Yeah. He's probably just shy. I will attest to that. I was a really shy young kid growing up with girls. No way in the world.
Especially girls,
yeah. Go for it.
Oh, no.
No.
Love letters.
love letters to Kelly. I almost lost my love letters button right there. That would have been
terrible.
We would have to go a cappella for it. Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My wife and I have been married for 2 years. We've been through some tough times in the past, but we've come out stronger. When we moved back to our hometown, I was struggling to make friends. So I started playing for a sports team here. One of the guys on the team is an ex-boyfriend of my wife from before we were married.
Oh, boy.
This is where my problem comes in.
Mm-hmm.
I asked the one question that I didn't want to hear the answer to.
You shouldn't have asked.
Oh,
did they do laundry together?
Why would you do that?
Guess what? Guess what the answer was?
Yes.
We became sort of friends before I knew about this. So my question is, am I wrong for not wanting to be friends with this guy anymore? Or
no.
Should I just brush it off and not worry about it because it happened before we even met?
Well, you're obviously not mature enough emotionally
to
handle this. You're not an emotionally mature person.
We don't want to be friends with the person.
It's hard
though.
For a guy.
You can't just get out there and play sports and then call it a day.
No.
I can't because every time he catches the ball, I'd be like.
Okay, then. Well, then the answer, according to JC and his Al, is you take your ball and you go home.
You think we're going to block
because
for
you?
Because
you asked a question that you shouldn't have asked, and you got the answer. You knew you were going to hear it, but you heard it anyway.
Go across the middle.
And now you can't handle it, so you go home.
Yeah, bro, I'll hit you. I'll throw you the ball. Yeah.
You have no friends. Don't have any friends.
It's hard for us, Kelly. I don't know what it is about the guy.
We just
picture you doing things with that person.
Well, then there you go. There's your answer. Then why is he even asking me this question if there's no hope for this to be saved?
There's no hope. I'm sorry, dude. You got to quit the team.
There you go.
You got to quit the team.
Come play again when you grow up.
Kelly, you
And don't ask questions
you don't want the answer to.
That's the main thing. That's the thing. But he already asked it.
Well, there you go.
But, fellas, if you're wondering...
We understand why you want to take your ball and go home.
If you're ever in that situation and you're wondering, do not ask.
Yeah, and girls and guys, when your significant other asks you, so, like, how many guys have you dated?
Oh, no.
Don't. There's something about being in teen, 20s,
it's
and you reveal
question.
Everything.
It's an immature question.
It's
posed
a
by immature people.
Lose. So, if it's ask, don't answer or lie.
Seriously.
I never say lie because people can't get over it. I don't think most people can't handle the answer.
It breaks up a lot of people when they're in their late teens, early 20s.
It doesn't need to. Things that are in the past, it doesn't need to. Unless your past is part of the present, then.
Yeah. Oh, why'd you
ask? Do you lie, though? Like Jenna said?
Well, the guy's not going to lie. Like, hey, did you and so-and-so? Yeah. To him, it's no big deal.
My girlfriend was dating a guy that would not leave it alone and was like, I want to know everyone that you've dated. And I'm like, do not tell him. And she's like, well, he's going to break up with me if I don't tell him. I go, let him break up with you. That's
he's
going to so
break
immature.
Up with you if you do.
He obviously can't handle the answer, so don't tell him.
Yeah.
If you lie, remember your lie. A girl asked me about a girl one time, and I said, y'all ever got together? No. 6 months later, same girl asked, y'all ever got together? Yeah.
Well, it took you a time before you finally got together. That's what happened.
I forgot I lied.
Wow.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My girlfriend of a year and a half broke up with me, and I don't seem to be able to get over her. It's been about a year and 10 months since she broke things off. I've tried
everything. So he dated her a year and a half.
Yes.
And it's been almost 2 years.
Yes.
Okay.
I have focused on my job. I have traveled. I got new hobbies. I even moved away from the city. I still cannot get her out of my head, and I'm still madly in love with her. We don't speak often, but when we do, we keep it civil. What do I do, Sam?
Sam, you need to have one final get together with her, put it all out there on the line.
Yeah, you do, Sam.
And then once she stomps on your heart and tells you what a fool you're being, maybe you can finally get over it.
Yeah, you do, though, Sam. Sometimes, Kel, I agree. You might be sarcastic.
I'm not being sarcastic.
You
I'm
do.
Being honest.
Okay.
Put it out there. It can go one of two ways. She says, you know what, let's give it one more try. And then you try and be like, wow, this is why it didn't work out in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
Or she looks at you and says, no.
What are you doing?
Why are you wasting? I'm three guys in, and this has only been a year and a half. Come on, dude.
Yeah.
You need a wake-up call.
Yeah.
And
that requires,
hey, get in your heart and stomp to the point where you have no choice but to get over it.
Mm-hmm.
Or, hey, miracle could happen. She says, let's give it one more try, and we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to have it face-to-face, not on the phone. Be a man. But be a man and get humiliated in person. That might do the trick.
Sam, I just changed my mind. No, don't do this.
No,
I don't know, man.
No. He's wasted almost 2 years.
I'm scared for him.
He's wasted 2 years pining over a fantasy in his head.
Yeah.
I promise you she hasn't wasted a minute on it.
Yeah.
You're right.
And the fantasy is never as good as the reality.
Face to face. You need to be hurt so bad.
I've done that too.
I agree with Kelly.
Thank you.
I do. We're a glutton for punishment sometimes. You want to get, you got to get, at some point you'll go, I've been hurt enough. Okay. Like, how much hurt do you need to go through?
You just brought some hurt back to my heart.
Yeah.
Oh, why?
Because I did it.
You did it?
I did it.
Oh, yeah, when you proposed to honey number three.
And it was the ultimate, but it was over.
I forgot about that.
But it was over after that.
Did you know she'd say no?
He knew in his heart she would.
No, I think he thought she was going to say yes. But unfortunately, the pain lasts because we played on the best of shows. All right. We got to announce three more names coming up here, and we have one more love letter for you. So we'll do the names. Right. Somebody's going to win up to $1,000, hopefully, as long as they call back. And we have another love letter that Jenna will read for Kelly Raspberry because her advice is on point.
Mm-hmm. Special edition.
Yeah, we need more.
Yes, we'll do that next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
There we go. That's the sound we need right there. It's time for round two of Beat the Bank. How much money are you going to win? Are we going to call your name? Well, have you signed up at KidNation.com? That's the first step you got to take.
Mm-hmm.
Only have to do it once. That's the number one question we get asked. Do I have to re-sign up every single day? Nope. Just one time we'll do the trick. We have three names in front of us. First one in gets to play. Big Al Mack, read them off.
All right. Kirsty Cannon, Ginger Randazzo. Bridget Heath, Ginger Randazzo, and Kirsty Cannon. You all have 10 minutes to give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE, 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
If nobody calls within 10 minutes, you will have a chance to call in, Kid Nation. That's what happened with Darlene last hour, and she won $550.
Boom.
Just like that. We will continue with love letters to Kelly here. We have one last one. Before we do, though, in about 40 minutes, you will get to meet a brand new artist. For my mind. He's on his first tour right now, having a blast with Andy Grammer and Gavin DeGraw. And we didn't know what to expect. He came into the Canal Side Lounge. This guy's hilarious. He's really good friends with Kesha. He can sing his butt off.
Yeah, he can.
His name's Rabel.
Funny. You want to be his best friend.
Yeah. You know, I kept thinking about him after we interviewed him. I'm like, man, he's just
cool
like...
Cool guy.
He literally feels like
a friend.
Take him
home with me.
Yeah, he's the full package. He's great.
Rabel. He could have probably written a couple love letters to Kelly.
Oh, yeah.
He's very tortured soul.
Most artists are.
But thanks to that torture, he's written a beautiful album.
Exactly. Yeah. All the songs were about
one person.
One person.
Every single song. And he doesn't lie about it. Hey. Yeah.
Yep.
Very candid about that. All right. Let's finish up love letters to Kelly here while we wait for a caller.
Got it.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
This is a problem we hear about a lot.
Oh.
Women. And in-laws. Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My husband and I are expecting a new baby. And when we announced this to our family, we were met with lots of excitement from everyone but his grandmother, who loudly yelled, "You've got to be blanking kidding me." His grandmother has made it obvious that she does not care for me, and she thinks I stole my husband from her because he doesn't have time to spend every weekend with her now that he's a married father of two. I've asked him to speak to her, but he hasn't. He thinks I just need to get over it and act like nothing happened. Since she made her remarks about my pregnancy, we have not been in contact with them at all. What would you do, Elizabeth?
You just... It's an old lady. It's an old woman. You just be respectful. That's all you can do. She's probably got a touch of senility she's dealing with. And you have to have compassion. If you can come at her from a place of compassion instead of a place of everybody needs to be happy for me because I'm pregnant.
Right.
And just look at it as that. If you can come at her from a place of love and compassion and look at her with new set of eyes, then you get through this.
Let's be honest.
Don't force your husband to have a conversation and to stand up for you with grandma.
I mean, Granny's going to have to get over it.
Exactly.
Grandma's going to be dead in a minute.
You're not going to have to put up with it for a while.
Yeah.
It's just, you got to. I love cranky old people. They tickle me to no end.
I love it.
I think it's hilarious. But I look at it from that place. I've dealt with, you know, eventually it turns tragic, you know, if you have to deal with somebody with Alzheimer's. But at first, when they're cranky and it's kind of fun, you know, it's kind of cute. You hate to say it. But I love cranky old people.
I like it except when it's happening to me.
And they're fun and they don't care.
They don't.
And they just say whatever they think because what are you going to do? You got to look at her with compassion and love and just change your, I mean, and just enjoy everybody. You've got a million other people happy for you and one cranky old lady. And you're going to let her rob you of your joy. No, you're allowing that to happen. And don't bother your husband about it another minute. That's his grandma.
Yeah, he's going to always stick up for granny.
He will. He should.
Even if she's wrong. It's like, you know grandma's wrong, but oh well.
It's a grandma.
It's his grandma.
It's a grandma. What are you going to do? It's a Chris grandma. Come on.
We don't respect our elders enough, JC.
Let's go over there and get some food and just be quiet. That's what grandma was
saying. Yeah, that's what you should do. You should kill her with kindness. And, you know, and she'd probably go over there and she's like, I'm not eating that crap. All right, see you next week, grandma.
Yeah. There you go.
And maybe she is lonely.
Go hang out with her? Should she go hang out with her?
One of the saddest things that ever happened to me, my mother Price, who has since passed away, she moved in the neighborhood with me and my family. And when I was just a teenager, a self-absorbed, only my world mattered teenager. And it broke my heart when she finally moved back to where, you know, she left us. She came because she wanted to be around family. We never had time for her.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And she said she would go to church on Sunday morning and she would shut her door and she knew she wasn't going to see anybody else until the next Sunday.
Oh.
Can you imagine the daggers of guilt?
Don't say that.
But I was a selfish teenager.
It's a beat down to sit there for
hours. I don't
want
to go to my grandmother's house.
Yeah,
and,
I know.
Oh, grandma. She made dinner for you, Kelly. Oh, I don't want to go over there.
I know.
What I would do to go back in
time
and change that.
One
but I can't.
I'm with you.
So
I'm with you. You don't realize it.
Yeah,
they're gone. I did the same thing, Kelly. You're preaching to the choir.
I know.
You're blinking, they're gone.
And you live with the regret.
I don't have any more grandparents left, but boy, I sure miss them.
Yeah. Oh, really? Ken Bone's the most popular now?
I bet it is. This is just my personal opinion, but it's easy. Are you what you need?
Like, it's the give up last minute.
You need some glasses, maybe a wig, maybe not.
The mustache.
And then a red sweater. It's easy. Why not?
I feel like he came into our lives a little too early before Halloween.
It's
still
enough.
Good?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
It's the give up costume. Everybody's got a red sweater.
It probably is, right. Who are you, Ken Bone? Oh, okay.
Yeah. I got to go find a wig for my daughter.
What's she going to be?
Taylor Swift.
Oh.
Yeah. You'll find a blonde wig, no problem.
Oh, yeah, I know, but it's a matter of getting it on her head. I'm so bad at that.
I guess this is wig shops, like Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
Gosh, I was in there getting my Jane Goodall they ordered from me at the wig shop, and they were overwhelmed. It is.
Like florists have Valentine's Mother's Day.
Everyone waits till the last minute.
Wig shops have Halloween.
Let's meet our contestant. Bridget Heath.
Hi.
You were the first one to call in. Congratulations.
I'm so excited.
Yay.
Yay.
Hey, what are you going to be for Halloween?
I'm not for sure, actually.
Oh, really? You don't have a costume yet?
Might I suggest Ken Bone?
Yeah. How many naughty or Ken not. Bones are we going to get?
A naughty Ken Bone.
What are you up to right now, Bridget? Are you at work or at home?
I'm driving home, actually, right now.
Oh, did you have, like, the late shift or you dropped the kids off at school?
I'm a night shift.
What do you do?
I'm a certified nursing assistant.
Oh, cool.
Wow. Busy night at the hospital?
No, I work at a nursing home.
Oh, okay.
We were just talking about old cranky old people. Aren't they cute?
Yeah.
Most of them.
The crankier, the funnier.
Do your feelings get hurt at least once a day?
No. I don't take anything to heart.
That's how you got to see. That's what
Kelly
was saying.
That's what I was telling that pregnant chick.
Yeah.
When I see a cranky old person, I'm like, I want to be you.
Really?
And however many years, when I do get that age, I want to be.
I don't want to be cranky, but I see the humor in it.
Yeah.
I'll be crazy. I don't want to be cranky, though.
I want to have the big eyebrows.
No, I don't want that.
I want the hair coming out of the ears.
No, you don't.
Oh, man,
I
want it all.
You don't want that.
Uh-uh. Yeah. I want my nose hairs to mesh into my mustache.
You just want hair.
I just want facial hair.
Yeah.
All right, Kelly, can you tell Bridget how we play Beat the Bank, please?
Yeah, Bridget, we're going to put you in the bank vault with the banker who's going to snarl and snap dollar amounts at you. And when you feel it in your gut that the bank vault's about to close, yell stop. Because if that door shuts, you get nothing. But it could go all the way up to $1,000. And if it does, you still have to say stop because the vault will close even after $1,000, okay?
Okay.
She's got this. Big Al Mack, how are you feeling this round?
Cranky.
Really?
I don't feel very confident right now, Bridget. I hope I'm wrong. but I don't feel very confident for a high number. But I don't know anything.
We don't know.
I don't know anything.
All right.
So take that with a grain of salt.
I hope I am wrong.
I hope so too, Elle, because I want Bridget to win some money.
All right.
Only way to find out is to play
Beat the Bank. $50, $110, $160, $250, $310, $360, $470. 490. 650. 1,000.
Stop.
Yay! Yes!
Yes!
I am so glad I was wrong, and I'm so glad you didn't listen to me.
Yay!
Bridget, you just won $1,000.
I'm so excited.
What are you going to do with that money?
Probably pay school bills.
There you go. There you go.
Still pay. Hey, what's your favorite old person name?
Ruth, I guess.
Yeah, that's
Ruth.
A cute one.
Ruth.
Or Florence.
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 Florence. Yeah. Where I'm from.
I like Shirley.
Yeah. Betsy. Betsy.
Ingrid.
I know a Shirley.
It's funny with some of those names because I can't think of a friend that I have with that name, but you can think of old people with that name. I have a friend named Beth.
Shirley's not old if she's listening. You're not old, Shirley, and I need to call you today. I'm sorry.
I have a relative named Shirley.
Gertrude.
Gertrude.
Oh, I have
Gertie.
Gertie. Gertie.
I also like Sally, too.
Yeah, that's a cute one,
Sally.
Too.
That's my grandma. That was my grandma's name.
There you go.
Well, Bridget.
Mine was Flossie. and Emma.
I like Flossie.
Yeah. Bridget, you got $1,000. Congratulations. Yeah, we were looking
nice
for
job.
You.
Nice job.
Enjoy the money,
thank
okay?
Thank you so much.
Oh, no, thank you.
You're a gambler right
you
there.
Be the banker for Halloween.
Go to sleep now.
Started off at $50 and went up so slowly.
Yeah, he tries to be tricky.
Yeah.
What do we do with the names if we call them and they don't call? We just throw them back in the pool.
Throw them back in.
Yeah, again, you only have to sign up once. You do that at KidNation.com. We're going to play again tomorrow morning, same time, 6:50 and 7:50 Central.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, you guys, we've moved on over to the Metro PCS Music Lounge to get to know our new friend, who's on tour right now with Andy Grammer and Gavin DeGraw, who's your good friend.
My boy. Yeah. Yep.
Give it up for Rabel, everyone.
Yeah. Oh.
But he says we get to call him Steven.
Do we have the honor of calling you Steven?
You may all call me Steven.
Oh. What about Steve?
Whoa.
maybe at the end of the interview.
Too close.
Steve-a-roni.
We all go to my parents' house. For like the weekend, then we can do Steve.
When did you start making music and doing music?
I was kind of late. I'm always late to the party. I started playing the piano when I was like 16. I took lessons when I was really little, and I hated it. But I wanted to write a song. Cliche story, I started playing in church and all that kind of stuff. And then once I could sit at the piano and decide, like, this sounds good, this sounds bad, I was like, I quit. And then just kind of like, I've been winging it ever since.
I got it.
What's the situation on the hair thing?
We're working on it. Work in progress.
Yeah. I mean, it's cool. I guess. You know,
what is it? You bleach the bangs?
I didn't realize how much maintenance it is.
Yeah like every week almost.
It's like every other week, yeah.
Well, you can go different colors up top.
Right? I was doing that, and then I was like, this is really expensive, and I started doing it myself, and I ended up with, like, this color, neon blue. I got this thing, and I thought it was, like, pastel. I was like, I'm going to do, like, a pastel blue. It was, like, in the middle of the summer.
It was your
like,
mood at the time.
Yeah, I was like, I just feel, like, ocean and, like, just serenity right now.
Right.
And I put this stuff in my hair for, like, 7 minutes. Because we're going to a movie. I was like, I got this. Hold on. Go to my friend's bathtub. And I put the stuff in. And I was like, this looks really blue. And I'm like, whatever. It's like you're putting it in your... I get it. It's like, you know, I know what I'm doing. And I came out. I sent a picture to my mom. I looked ridiculous. Ridiculous.
That's funny.
Oh, man. Fun fact about our friend Steven here.
What's more fun than what we've already learned?
He's like really good friends with Kesha.
Yeah.
And we were talking about this before the interview. You actually... like myself, allowed Kesha to give you not one, but two tattoos?
Yeah.
JC did the same thing, but JC's didn't last. They faded and went
no
away.
No one believes him anymore.
I mean, yeah.
But
you
we know
come
it.
Back.
We saw it. Did yours stay?
Mine stayed, yeah. I have this little smiley face. My first tattoo, actually.
Yeah.
That was it? The first one?
This is the first one, and it was less than 2 years ago. Now I have, I just counted, actually. 25 in under 2 years.
Wow. Are they all really small?
A lot of them, yeah. There's nothing bigger than like maybe the little cell phone that says text me back is the biggest one.
That's the biggest.
Does each tattoo have meaning or some of them are just silly? Because I mean, I'd like to think they each have some like profound meaning.
At the moment,
they're not all profound, but they're all like I have a TV doodle that I drew and people are like, what's that? And I was like, I love TV.
What's your least favorite of the 25?
I don't have a least favorite, but the one that I, every time I look at it, I'm like, woo, is it says, I'm not crazy, I think, on my hand. So if I'm like here, then we're having an I'm not crazy, I think.
Right. And you have one on the inside of your palm, Rabel. Well, what's that one say? Hurt.
The whole world in the palm of my hands.
He's got the whole world. Yes. In
Genius.
And
da, 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 da,
I was raised in church
da,
too.
But that one's the most painful one you've had, probably.
Yeah, I say the sound bite that goes along with this is that the only thing worse than heartbreak is a palm tattoo. It was so bad.
Really?
It was so tremendously awful.
Yeah, people say the hands and feet are the worst.
Like, have you ever burned your hand on like a curling iron or like something like that?
Yeah.
That kind of like throbbing, awful, like it's tingly, it's throbbing, it's like all of the things that pain can be all at once. And I was just sitting there like this, kind of like trying to be tough. Like, no, I'm not tough. I'm not tough. I'm sad and I'm not tough. I'm just trying to accept myself at this point.
So you said this whole album, though, that you put out this summer is about the same guy. I'm assuming he knows.
Yeah, I have to imagine.
Yeah.
So your ex hasn't hit you up yet that you know?
No, we haven't. I tried to warn him before 11 Blocks came out.
Yeah.
And that didn't happen.
Oh.
But it's, I mean, it's true.
You don't say the name, right? You just,
no.
It's your experiences.
If like you an, ask him, he'll tell you.
Yeah, I'll give you the address.
I'm not going to do that to
you. Give you the address.
Where does he live?
Oh, God. I'm
no, just kidding.
I know the address. I don't know
Rabel
it.
Stuff, you guys, because he will tell you stuff.
So it's super close to Whole Foods. What?
After the breakup.
Isn't that the worst? You have to change the grocery store you go to. You have
what?
To change
I'm not
everything.
Changing. I'm going to Whole Foods.
But you got to look good when you go to Whole Foods.
Yeah, or like really bad. I haven't been in L.A. in like 10 weeks, so it's
okay.
Dope.
But when you need inspiration for your next song, it's good to feed off the heartache, so maybe you go revisit that just so you can be inspired for the next song, right?
It's kind of true.
Well, the single Rabel has right now is called 11 Blocks, which is also about the same person who shall remain nameless, unless you ask him what his name is, which he will tell you, but I will not. He lives by
I
the Whole Foods.
I want to say it's so bad. This is all, I'm not built for this. Or maybe I am.
We can play a fun game where you give us the first letter and we try to guess.
That's so messed up. You'll never guess it. It's the most beautiful.
So funny. He's
really
like a
fun.
Heartbroken me.
Oh, my God. You're seriously the male Jenna. And her ex moved in. Guess what? Moved in.
No. Same building?
13 blocks away. But 11 blocks. That's what happened in your relationship.
Yeah. After we broke up, he moved 11 blocks away. We started hanging out a little bit. We went to therapy together.
Uh-huh. That was...
I think that's the last time we saw
each other. Was that to try to get back together or to get over each other?
I think it was like the latter.
Did it help?
Over, yeah.
No, because then on the walk back, I was like, oh, wait, I love you. And then I was like... and then we never saw each other again.
Therapy...
I think it's for the better. Yeah, but wow. Yeah, therapy... Because it was to try to like... it was really a heavy, really heavy relationship. Like, it was intense. A bunch of crazy stuff happened. And it was it was like Romeo and Romeo. Like a unicorn with, like, fire. And
glad you're both alive.
Yeah, we both made it.
You're basically conscious uncoupling is what you guys were doing.
It was a conscious uncoupling. Yeah. But just via Skype while I was in another country.
Right.
Yeah.
So not.
But you got some beautiful music out of
but
it.
I got some great.
So he didn't earn his way out.
Yeah. Of the conscious uncoupling. Yeah. I don't know. I stalked his Instagram the other day because I was with my friend that still follows him, and he drinks protein shakes now, so I'm kind of like, whatever. have to be sad now. Seven blocks from my door to your doorstep. 3 years later and it feels too close. I thought I broke the last of that breakdown. The morning I sold you in a coat. It doesn't feel right when I'm grabbing a coffee. The same old spot, but I'm on my own. Feel okay in the day, but at nighttime, you know how I get when I'm alone. 'Cause my mind won't stop, it's just 11 blocks, and I know that's home. 'Cause it's Friday night, you're not that tired, and I know. Blocks from your door to this party. I caught myself counting on the way. Right when I stepped in the door to the party, I stepped outside to grab a smoke. You know how I get when I'm alone. 'Cause my mind won't stop, it's just 14 blocks, and I know that's home. 'Cause it's Friday night, you're not that tired, and I know that's home. Someone stop me, please, from hurting myself, 'cause I'm 2 blocks away, and you're hurting my health, and it's Friday. But my mind won't stop, it's just 11 blocks, and I know that's home. 'Cause it's Friday night, you're not that tired, and I know that's home. And I met someone, and I swear I'm in love, but I'm 2 blocks away. Too close.
Wow. So adorable. That took a lot out of you, didn't it?
Yeah.
Wow, man.
Get back awesome. To being funny now.
Okay. Yeah.
Funny on.
This is awkward.
Tell him a joke, JC. Tell him a joke, JC.
Tell me the joke.
Okay. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting dog.
But tell a funny one, though.
Yeah. Oh.
I don't have any of those, Ravel.
Oh, love it.
How much does a polar bear weigh?
How much?
Enough to break the ice.
Oh. It's so funny when
we made him sad because he sang his song, you guys.
I know. That was deep.
You're so awesome, man. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.
Man. Now you got to make this a stop every time you come through.
All right.
Because I think we're friends.
I'll be here tomorrow.
He'll make you cry. He'll make you laugh. His name's Rabel. Thank you for joining
us. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, buddy.
Give it up for Rabel, everyone.
Thank you.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.